Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On Your Mental. This is the podcast that shares candid, open, and sometimes vulnerable conversations between and about men. This week's episode is a check-in episode. This is something that we've done for a number of episodes so far, where we check in with some friends on our work life, personal life, and mental health, and we're going to score all three of those things from a scale of 1 to 10. Everybody gets a turn. They're usually great episodes, and it's a nice time just to touch base. So, if you're new to the channel, I hope you enjoy. If you're not already, make sure you're subscribed, and we'll see you in a moment when the episode starts. Peace. No. Does anybody else need glasses cleaner before we start this?
Penis cleaner?
I hardly know her. Fun fact, I'm actually the only person in my family that doesn't use glasses. The only one left.
Tough guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's better than everybody else.
Feels that way sometimes.
What I'm thinking is, I think you're just too proud.
Yeah.
To put them on? Yeah. So I've just been walking around blind.
This guy's got gunners in his day, so I really don't believe even you don't have glasses.
I love gunners.
What I'm thinking is, you know, when you're doing things, usual stuff, you can't really see that far. You can see close. Mm-hmm. So that's why you sit at the front of the class, right? And we call you a keener.
You remember how shit you treated me in high school in those classes, man? Oh, man. I loved it.
Let's open that up.
Buddy.
I just remember Pedro's class. That was the worst. That was terrible. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We had a social studies teacher that we called Pedro. Why did you call him Pedro?
No, because we asked him. He said it's P. Anderson, remember?
I was like,
what's the P stand for? He goes, I'm like, it's Patrick, right? Which is actually his name, right? And he goes, no. I'm like, the fuck is it then? Pedro. I'm like, done deal.
Pedro from then on.
Do you look like a Pedro?
Not even close. No. Yeah, pretty white.
So no mustache.
No. That's Pedro for you, hey?
Yeah.
No, and my memory from that is you stomping on my iPod. Was that you or Seb?
Make it sound a lot worse than it was. Sounds terrible. And it wasn't stomping on your iPod. You dropped it. Oh, we were fucking with you because we used to take your desk. We used to take it. Like, as soon as you would leave.
The whole desk, by the way, would move the entire desk, flip it upside down.
As soon as you would leave to go to the bathroom, anything. Pencils were distributed throughout the class. It wasn't just us. It was throughout the class. And the whole time Pedro watched this happen.
Right? He let it.
We'd flip his chair, flip his desk, and like we'd all have his shit, right? Like all of his books, everything. And then he'd come back to class, go, walk in, flip the chair, flip the desk. And he goes, okay, who has my book? And they were like, we don't know. And the worst is when we got a hold of his planner. Holy shit.
And fuck, I was the only one who used that thing.
You'd rip pages out of it. Oh, man, it was terrible. It was terrible.
You guys remember when you lit it on fire in Seashell too?
I forgot about that.
We did a trip.
Yeah, we put it in the fucking furnace.
Yeah, in the actual fireplace.
Set that on
fire. Why were you friends with these guys?
That's what good friends do. You know what? Yeah. I think they're good friends. They gotta bust your balls a little and destroy your property and all that kind of thing. Right. That's a good friend.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's my bad. We've learned. We've grown from that.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
Anyways, welcome back, Jesse. You haven't been here since season one. Welcome back, Joe. This is your first return of this season.
Season three.
And today, we're having a little check-in episode. And this has become a little thing of ours. We do this a few times on the podcast once in a while. And I think for season three, my plan is to do it every few episodes or so, just to get a pulse check on myself, Kabir, and then two of our friends. Kabir is looking over my shoulder behind me because Kabir is looking at another person who's here today, which is Jesse Beavis. Jesse, do you mind putting your face in front of that one? I think that'll work.
Is that Jesse from...
The other way. Other way now. So Jesse's joining us here today too. Jesse's not actually part of the conversation today, but just wanted to come
studio audience.
Studio audience. Yeah. Live studio audience.
Hold the applause.
Hold the applause, please. Someone hold up a sign. So how check-in episodes work, just for people who this maybe is your first time listening to a check-in episode on the podcast, On Your Mental, we ask about three aspects of our lives in these episodes. We ask about our work life, our personal life, and our mental health. We each take a turn rating that on a scale of 1 to 10 and just go kind of around the room sharing how we're doing and checking in on each other because it's important for men to check in with each other. It's something that we don't often do in our day-to-day lives. So we just set a little date for it to do that today. So first thing is going to be on work life, because work life's easy enough to start off with. How's the wife? How's the kids? You know, how's the job? If it's okay, Joe, would you be able to share how your work life is going first? Because normally we actually start with myself,
you, yeah,
and we go around this way. I want to do a little reverso, a little boomerang this way. Yeah, start with the guests.
I spent all night planning you going first, and then Kabir, I'm lost now. Yeah, work's good, man. I love work. I love my job. Oh, wait, let's give a number. Let's give like a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Whoa,
hi. Nelly. Whoa.
How dare you?
What?
How dare I? I'm sorry.
Hey, no, that's good. Hey, that's great. I just... Son
of a bitch. I could never.
Exactly.
Son of a bitch. Well, get some good jobs, guys.
Come on. Yeah. My bad. Where are they?
Anyways,
gotta put that on the application form.
This is a good job.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. I love being an RMT. I'm actually, in the next couple weeks or so, I'm taking a course, a special course. It is a Titleist Performance Institute course. So it's actually...
Come again?
Yeah, it's okay. So Titleist is like one of the major golf brands.
Oh, shit. Titleist like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Wow. So they have a course for people, professionals, usually healthcare professionals, RMTs, physios, chiros, that kind of thing, and golf coaches. Take their course and you learn how to assess someone's golf swing.
Cool.
But they teach it from a very anatomical and biomechanical perspective. So what that would allow me to do is have golfers come into the clinic, and I would be able to help them with their swing, help with any restrictions they have, that kind of thing. So, I mean, as you know, I love golf. So it's a good opportunity to combine work with another one of my loves, which is golf, and bring them together. So I'm really excited for that. That'll be the next big work thing for me.
That's cool. Is that the first time you've done something a bit more specialized? Like, this is to a certain sport, right? RMT can be very general. It's a whole body. But is this the first time you've done something that's like...
Yeah. So I've been an RMT for a little over a year, and this is actually the first course I'm doing.
Cool. You excited?
So excited. Yeah. And summer's coming up too. So playing a lot of golf, you know, hanging out with people, and yeah, might meet some people on the course that'll...
bring them your way,
exactly,
man.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited about
this. Sorry, the tree's kind of in the way today.
Fuck, she just hit you, bro. Get him, man. Get that guy, man. Fuck. Yeah, get this guy out of your chest. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Cut the branch. Man, sorry. I could actually... Do you want me to cut that?
Yes.
I'll cut it right now.
Don't cut it. No, it's a branch. Man.
Come on.
I actually cut off a couple already today off of that one. I don't want to cut anymore.
Leave it alone.
Oh, no, not cut the video. Cut the plant.
I was a bad...
Does friend. That mean you on, can man. Fix Jesse's golf swing?
I can. Well, really? Actually, that's no. Pretty... I can't. There's just no way.
Yeah,
there's
I was going to really say, I think you need a few more courses to...
If he came in, I'd probably just be like, it's time for a new sport, man.
For the record, Jesse's looking very defeated in the corner. That's awesome, Joe. So a 9 out of 10 for you for work life right now. That's great to hear. You're excited. You got new stuff coming up. You're learning. You're growing at work.
Wow, you nailed it.
Fantastic. Jess, yourself, work life. I love hearing about your work life, man. It's so interesting to me, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So much on the go.
Well, work life, I'm going to give it a 6.5. And that's cap.
I was gonna say that's higher than I was expecting.
I mean, I'm just, in case any of my colleagues watch this.
Anyways, I love my job.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. Work's been interesting, man. We've had some pretty serious ups and downs since the last time, at least, I've been on here. We've actually had a coworker pass away.
Oh my god.
I had another colleague that, again, this is someone that I would work right next to either every day or every other day or whatever it was, right? And my other colleague that I was working quite closely with, and I'd hang out with him and his family quite often, had moved to Alberta. So I went from going to having all these, you know, great guys up front with me to, you know, one after another kind of leaving. And that wasn't too fun. But, you know, I try to make the best out of the situation. It was like, hey, maybe now I can rise to a higher position, maybe be able to ask for a raise, that kind of thing, right? Moving forward, I was usually there like every day from 8:30 till almost 8 o'clock again, right? So I was spending almost 11 and a half hours, 12 hours there a day when I was working, because I was trying to catch up on things and help, you know, help the service department move forward. But from that, we actually got a couple coworkers, new guys come in, and really good guys.
Nice.
Really, really good guys. One of them, Travis, I get along with very well. Always throw jokes back and forth. Mm. Guess my references, you know, we're falling in love.
Travis. Yes. Amazing, slowly, right? Building a bromance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Travis.
Travis, man. I love him.
And and even more so, which is really awesome, the colleague that had passed away, his son is now working with us. Which I thought was really special, mm-hmm. really cool. You know, he thought about it a little bit before, and his dad kind of urged him to do so. And, mm-hmm. You know, me and his dad would have conversations with him. And it was actually, so it was pretty cool having him come on and be with us now. But me being 25 and on the front counter, I'm the most senior advisor at my job right now.
Really?
The most senior advisor. And I'm the youngest.
Yeah, I was about to say, man. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's always a weird dynamic when you have more experience at a job than people who are older than you. Mm. You don't want to be like talking down to them.
No,
you're exactly. not. There's a respect no. there. Like, respect your elders. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And I try not, you know, I try not to. The way I go about it is I'll show them, right? I'll be there for you, right? I'm more of a hands-on kind of learning person, right? I'm visual and hands-on. So if I can see it, do it. And get it done, then it's easier for me to repeat and understand the process. Mm-hmm. So I try to teach them that way, right? You know, get on, do it, right? I'll watch over you. I won't let you make a mistake. I'll make sure you do the right things. Or if you make a mistake, we'll go back and we'll talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them listened, others don't, right? Mm-hmm. And it's whatever, you know what I mean? It's not, I'm not going to sit there and force you to do it. I'm not your boss. I'm not trying to be your boss, right? I'm trying to be your coworker, man. If you want my knowledge about what I've been doing for the last couple of years, then I'll give it to you, right? But if not, you do your thing and I'll do my thing and we'll see who comes out at the end of the month.
Right.
Who comes out on top, right?
So employee of the month, right?
Actually, so here's a funny thing.
Oh.
So the colleague that passed away, they named it an award after him. And they're going to be giving it as an employee of the month. So every month they get that award. The first month it came out, his wife and his youngest son came out to give it to me, present it to me as employee of the month.
Wow.
I fucking teared up.
No kidding, man.
My whole freaking building. I'm like... So it was a pretty special moment. So other than that, I've been busting my ass doing mm-hmm. my thing. I've actually been doing fairly well at work as well, so I've been hitting all my targets. So
nice.
Can't necessarily complain.
Mm-hmm. And the 6 out of 10, six and a half out of 10,
yeah,
sorry, from what I'm hearing, there's it's like that's the ups and downs of losing these team members, these people that in a way are like they become your work family, right? And so you're losing those people, but also these long hours. Does that play into you feeling like
long
it's not
hours,
quite up there?
100%. You know, some things changed in my life that allowed me to have more hours at work. So I use them at work, try to gain more knowledge and do whatever I could to try to make that extra dollar, ask mm-hmm. for a raise. I got a raise because I was working hard. And it's brutal sometimes with the things that I deal with,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, people say, you know, bad things happen in threes, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bad things happen to me 3 times a day. 3 times a day.
So almost 6.5 out of 10.
Six and a half out of 10, man.
Cabs, how's your work doing?
Work life. After the most recent restrictions got lifted, things are picking back up at the rec centers.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So
good to see. People getting recreational.
People are getting recreational.
Mm-hmm. Getting wrecked.
Oh, do you know what's crazy? I was at the pool today and I had a crazy thought. Sorry to interrupt you, by the way.
No, that's fine. No, I don't really have too much to say. So
over the past like couple months, been going to the pool a lot. It's the only time in 2 years where you have a community of people, no technology, no phones, and everybody's just there hanging out.
At the pool.
Yeah. But like if you think about it, in the past 2 years...
Because you can't take the fucking phone in the pool. You best believe if you could, people would be sitting there with their phones at the pool.
I know.
I mean, just put like, a Ziploc bag, right?
Some people actually bring. This is one guy. I always see he has his iPad in the hot tub.
Sick.
He walks a tightrope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cool because like I think we've been so isolated for 2 years.
And sure.
When
like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's nice to like. I just realized I was like it's nice to be around people. No mm-hmm. masks. Nothing going on. Just looking, hanging out.
A little community.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like a little sense of normal.
Exactly.
Normality back.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
normalcy doesn't matter.
Now I'm lost. but things are picking back up after those latest restrictions, which is nice. Like people are coming into the rec centers, more programs are starting up again, more capacity. But initially, like I talked about it before, initially when those restrictions change, community centers are in like a scramble for like a week, because they can't like they say gyms are back open, no capacity, but it's not like every community center has just a gym. They have so much other shit to focus on. Right. Focusing on calling people to say, hey, we cut you from this program, but you're allowed back in now because the capacity's up. So it's a lot of complicated stuff, but overall, it's good.
Because you look at it from like our end as the users of something like a gym, right? It's like, oh, gyms are open now, I can go.
Yeah.
But for y'all, you're organizing all the classes and everything around it too.
So like the restrictions will change and people will come in the next day, like a whole bunch of people will be like, yeah, gyms are open now, so what the hell are you guys doing? And we'll be like, yeah, it doesn't work like that at the community centers. Not like just a private gym, but overall, it's good. Overall, it's fine.
What are you guys doing? What's your number?
8.
8 out of 10?
That's higher than last time.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like a 6 or something last time.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 points. But,
yeah, better.
Nice.
Things are good.
Happy to hear it. Joe, do you remember my rating last time?
On work?
Yeah. It was like low.
2?
I think it was. It was either a 2 or a 4.
Yeah, it was low. I don't actually, I can't remember, but it was low.
It's higher now. Yeah. I'll tell you. So a little backstory for everybody. I had taken some time away from work. So I don't know if you even knew this. You knew this. Maybe you did, Jess. I don't know. Either way, I took some time away from work.
You didn't come see me. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I spent about, it ended up being about 6 weeks away from work.
I did know this.
Unpaid at the end of it. Nice. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
The reason why I took the time away from work was to improve my mental health and step away from something. Something that I learned at that point when I was at either 2 or 4, whatever it was, out of 10. It's hard to shift out of that when you're still in the environment so often. When you're still going to work 40 hours a week, you can't look at it differently. It's hard to suddenly change that. There's only so much like self-talk you can do and be like, oh, I love it. I love it. These are the things that I love. You can only do that so much, you know? Like the things that piss you off are still going to piss you off, right? Jess is nodding his head.
Hells yeah.
So right now, after that 6 weeks away, I reflected on the things that I like about my job. I reflected on the things that I like to do for work in general. And what I came out with was that I like helping people. That was the thing that I've talked about that before, actually, a long time ago. I like helping people. I like supporting people. I like problem solving. That's the thing that I like to do. And I realized that my job in sales where I work doesn't really allow me to do that. It doesn't let me problem solve every time. Sometimes it does. Maybe like 1-2 out of 10 customers, you're addressing a problem that they have, right? The majority are just, they're excited to buy something. And I don't feel like fulfilled in what I enjoy doing when I'm helping those customers. I used to work in service and I loved that. But at the time I was wanting to move up. I wanted to expand what I knew and broaden my perspective on work. And so I moved into sales. I've realized I love support. I love service. And so I'm working towards getting back to a position like that now. And my time, for the time being where I'm still in sales, I'm happier because I'm not putting pressure on myself to achieve goals that I don't enjoy achieving.
Fair enough.
You know, I'm focusing on the person who's in front of me when I'm helping them. And I'm making the best of my time there. So my work right now, coming from a 2 or 4 the last time we did a check-in, I'd probably put it as high as an 8 general with work.
My man.
Which is solid.
You should take 6 weeks off more.
You should take 6 weeks off more.
Yeah.
I was going to say the unpaid part of it, like a bit of a bummer.
We should get summer vacation. That's what we need.
We should.
We should. Why do they take that away?
I can't believe it.
You have that in high school. You have that in elementary school. And then out of nowhere, you just don't have that
anymore.
Oh, you're
an adult and you don't get time off anymore.
They should just...
We should have been teachers.
Yeah, we should have been teachers.
Question for you then.
Yeah.
How about this? What if you had to work at least 6 days a week to get something like that off? Would you do it?
To get 6 weeks off, like in a year? Because what?
One year?
So that's what? So hold on. That's
52
that's
times. 50.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, and I'll tell you right now. Would not do it.
You don't think you would?
Mm-mm.
So if you worked 6 days a week, so that's one day you get off a week.
Can't do it.
Right? But that's what? It's 50. 52 days.
52 weeks.
It'd be 52 weeks, but in total, it'd be 52 days, right? That you would technically miss because you'd usually have a 2-day weekend.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine those days you get during the summer. Would you do it? No?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I need my 2 days off in a week.
Interesting.
I need the little micro breaks.
Yeah, work. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to, but like I wouldn't want to. Mm. Like when that 6 weeks comes.
So let's say if it was forced, you'd be like, here it is. But you wouldn't want to do that.
Because I've worked 6 weeks like in a row, maybe, or sorry, 6 days in a row for maybe like a month at the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was rough. Mm-hmm. But like after, like I was like, oh, I got like a shit ton more money. So it was nice. So I wonder if...
But then what do you get to do with them? I guess you have your summer vacation.
Feel as rewarded. Yeah, you get your summer vacation.
When I was in Mexico, I met a guy who... What he would do...
Hello. Story for a second.
So he was a fisherman. Fisherman. And he'd work for like 4 months a year. Like nonstop. Mm-hmm. It's like you wake up, work till you go to sleep. Crazy. And you're on a boat in the middle of Alaska. Nuts. But he made a ton of money in that time. Something probably like $100,000 in 4 months of brutal work. And then would party for the other, I don't know how.
8 months.
Eight. I mean, yeah.
12 minus four.
If you think you can do that math, then whatever. But yeah. So like that's what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
But what about something like that? Where you work like really hard for a short period of time and then you have like most of the year off.
That's like doing the oil rigs.
Yeah.
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 Right? Yeah.
You work for, I think it's like you get a month on, month off kind of thing or something like that. And I don't know. I thought about it, but.
It takes a certain kind of person to be able to do a job like that, man.
4 months, because that's your 4 months, I'm assuming you're probably on the same boat with the same dude.
Same rig. Yep.
Same thing, and you're not.
And the work they do is hard, man.
Do you know if they're actually staying on the boat?
Yeah,
That would be a tough one. I don't know if I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
4 months.
Would you?
I mean, maybe I could.
You would do the 6 days though.
The way I think, so I work 4 days a week. Right, I have 3 days off. I would sacrifice one of my days off, but I think that would be different. I was just thinking about
that would
how
be different.
You guys, that's
yeah.
just
in that'd, your, be five that'd be a normal work week.
No,
but your longer hours.
At longer hours, so I still work same hours as you guys.
I get my ears.
I'm just there one last day.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if I had to work an extra day of doing another 10-hour shift, I probably would, because I'd still get 2 days off. If you had my schedule, would you do it?
Maybe, because I want the 2 days, but I don't know. It's hypothetical. Anyways, the thing though that I wanted to end on with my 8 out of 10 was that the time away without money was more worthwhile to me because it allowed me to take a step back and view my work differently and sort of reset kind of how I approach my work life, you know. And I think that was very valuable to me, and I'm happy that I took the time regardless of paying bills effectively. I did pay my bills. Anyways,
yeah.
8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 6.5 out of 10,
8.
You were 8?
8.
Oh, you were 8. 8. 8, 8, 9, 6.5. Boom.
Wow.
That's our work.
That's a high average.
That's a pretty high average, yeah. Nice.
Sorry about that.
Yes. No, it's all right. We'll do better to get you down next time.
Next time will be better, I promise.
That brings us to our personal life. And we're going to do the same thing. Just running around here. Out of 10, how would you rate your personal life? And you can interpret that however you want. Things that are going on in your life outside of your work.
Mm.
So, Joe. How about you?
Personal life, man. I don't really have any complaints. I don't have a reason not to give it a 10.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're allowed to give it a 10.
Yeah. I mean, I have my close friends and I have the things I like doing and I do those things and I hang out with those friends.
Mm.
So I don't know. Like,
check.
I kind of feel like it's a cop out just saying 10, but I also can't see a reason not to give it a 10.
Now, can I ask, please, from last time you were letting us know that things were going on with your dad?
Yes.
How has that progressed? How are things going with your father? How's he doing?
Yeah, so he's doing a lot better physically. So he was in and out of the hospital, heart issues, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's why the last time we talked, that was a different time.
That was a different time.
A lot has happened. So yeah, I mean, he's doing a lot better. He's a lot healthier. The reason why his health suffered was due to basically years and years of alcohol abuse. So he's still dealing with that. He's in a what's the term, let's call it a rehab center, that kind of thing. So he's like there for 3 months, kind of like locked away and going through that program. So it's nice to know that he's doing something, he's being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of stress and burden that was, what, that 4 months, 3-4 months ago or something like that, a lot different now.
Okay. So
things are feeling a lot smoother and a lot more relaxed about all that kind of stuff.
The right steps are being taken.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Good to hear.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
But maybe. Also, we're getting into golf season.
There we go.
And that's, there we go.
That's what
maybe
it really
that's
is.
What the 10 is. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's, huh? That's what I live for, man. Off. Yeah. And that's the reason why my work life is not a 10 out of 10 is because I'm not playing golf for a living.
Ah.
You're God. almost
getting
for
there.
Work.
Getting there. I'm like, I'm inching my way there. It's going to happen. So, yeah, golf season, that fires me up.
Mm.
It's going to be a good year.
That's good.
Love
that's
the way good. You said that.
Fires me up. There's probably not many people that say that about golf. It fires me up, man. It's going to be hard.
Well, I'm happy to hear it, Joe. 10 out of 10. Sure. Personal life is doing good for you. How about yourself, Jess?
All right. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna give you the number at the end. Kind of also been a roller coaster. Everything's a roller coaster these days. Life's I don't know.
Ups and downs, baby.
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Corkscrews.
Corkscrews for sure, man.
Oh, no, the security came up.
I have. I was in a relationship last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
That has since ended.
Mm.
Quite a few months back. Actually, around the same time my colleague passed away, it was really not a fun time.
That would have been a bad week to do a check-in.
I would not have. It'd been zeros across the board. Mm-hmm. But it happened. I think it was. I don't know. It was. It's gone. It's done. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So now, at this point in time, again, I had a lot more time. Not only for work, but for myself. Mm-hmm. So I try to do things that I try to remember things that, you know, keep me happy and keep me in check just so I can not feel so either alone or whatever it may be. Started coming around, seeing a lot of you guys more. I've been actually going for a walk on the seawall almost every Sunday.
Nice. I was about to ask, you've been doing the walk still because we talked about that.
Yeah. So,
seawall's not closed?
Sorry?
Seawall's not closed?
Not for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, a cop?
Is my badge?
Buddy, the fence, literally, it comes for the seawall. It's like,
I think I said, yeah, you sent that snap where you just
Man. I literally just zoop right around.
Is there a fence on the seawall?
And here's
seawall is a fence.
So tell me correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. So before I did it myself, the person in front of me, I would say he was probably 35 to 45.
Mm hmm.
White male.
Yes.
Did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he's doing it, I'm doing it. Okay.
Of course. Okay. When the whites do it, you know it's safe.
Buddy, that's what
it.
I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Wait, when do you, when do you cross the street?
When the white guy shows
white
up
man
on the
fuck, he's walking, right? Duh. So if the guy's going to go around the fence, I'm going to go around the fence. I'm not going to climb up a hill if I try to go back around. No. So I usually do that. And so the reason why I keep going, usually I'll, before I came into Richmond, I do my laundry at my mother's house just for personal reasons.
All right.
But sensitive skin, I just can't trust the.
Fair. No, that's fair. That's fair.
It's shared. It's shared, shared stuff, but it's about to change. I'm moving. So, I go to my mom's house. I usually just have one load for the laundry machine. Mm. After doing that, I drive out Stanley Park, and I park at Third Beach.
Yeah.
Just do a loop.
Nice.
I have usually a spot that I go to that's just on the other side of the bridge. You have a nice view of
like North Van there,
Grouse and Cypress and North Van and the bridge and everything like that. And every time I've gone on the seawall, I've seen a seal, at least one
on the seawall.
Not directly on the seawall, but like while I'm walking on the seawall, like
rollerblading on the seawall.
Yeah. Balancing balls on their nose and shit is wild, dude. But no, usually I just sit there and I'll usually just chill. Mm-hmm. I actually been starting to listen to audiobooks. So I'll plug in an audiobook, start listening to an audiobook and just chill it. Think about it. Keeps me pretty zen. And then I walk the rest of it. Once I finish, go home, finish the laundry, and then that's my day. And usually it's a good Sunday.
So this is that extra time you have to yourself. One of the things you're spending with it.
Absolutely. So, still going on walks, not as frequent as I did before. I kind of like to do a little bit more, but I've been finding I've been kind of burned out as of recently. So I'm trying to just catch up on some sleep and just be lazy kind of thing. You know what I mean? Personal time. do whatever I feel like I want to do that day and let it that be that, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all those reasons, I'm going to say seven.
Seven's nice.
Seven?
Nice.
Did you just say seven? Oh, man. Yeah, nice. Seven. I would say seven. And yeah, lucky number seven. Why not throw it in there?
Now, we've talked before with Mitch from Movember in our Movember episode. We had talked about what happens when you start to get older, friends start to move away, things like that. And something that you've, I'm sure, experienced, and we've all talked about it, joked about it, all that kind of stuff, was you living a little further away.
Yeah.
You lived in Surrey,
yeah,
and you moved even closer in Surrey, and still it was too far for some people like myself to make the commute often.
To be fair, when you say Surrey to Surrey, it makes it Surrey's quite big, but I'll explain it a little bit better. I was pretty much in Langley when I first moved out. It was quite far. I would say it's probably a good 45 minute drive if you're killing it the whole way. Not really, but like, you know, if you're doing a steady 120 on the highway, you know. You're doing the Vancouver speed limits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You don't want to drive there.
That's the threshold for long for me. 45 minutes on Google Maps, and it's like, holy crap. That's fucking drive.
Might as well be the US.
Yeah. Exactly. So
book a flight.
I was about 45 minutes away. Now that I've moved closer, to, I would say, South Surrey, White Rock area. Mm. And that, I would say, on average, is a 30-minute drive. Mm-hmm. A fair distance, and I'm still doing the Vancouver speed limits. Uh-huh. So, you know, I get it to a degree, but I would say Sebastian lives about the same distance, if not the same amount of time.
Now, we don't go to Seb's house either, man.
I've seen people go to Seb's house. So
once in a while. I have never been there, actually.
I'm not pointing fingers now.
Well, I'm just two to none.
No, but you've been to my place once.
Once.
Yeah. So I'll give you that.
But now you're moving tomorrow.
I am. Yeah, I'm moving tomorrow. Moving back to the big rich city.
Coming on down.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a 5-minute drive away now.
It's going to be good. Pretty much. So, I'm excited for that. But again, I think it's going to cost me less on rent. However, having to be just so far,
it's going to balance out.
I think I'm hoping it will balance out.
Yeah.
But
break even.
I'm closer to, I started working I started bartending.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Seb's restaurant.
Yeah.
That's so the other part in your life.
Oh, listen. If we were talking about jobs earlier and we're talking about bartending, that's like a nine. That's great. I'm having a great time over there. It's a good time. Good people. I get picked on by Sebastian usually, but, you know, it's all good.
Social studies all over again. Oh, yeah. Big
Daddy,
Pedro.
That's Big Daddy for me. You know what I mean? Big Daddy and Co. Yeah, so I started doing that, and I think that's also something that's kind of keeping me a little more sane too. I, again, with all that extra time that I now have, doing that extra job has actually brought in quite a bit of decent money for me this year. So
that helps.
Yeah, that really helps.
Moving on up.
Moving on up, buddy. Moving on up.
So 7 out of 10. Cool. Thanks, Jess. Kabir, how's your personal life doing, bud?
Personal life? pass.
No,
okay. There's maybe two aspects to what I was going to discuss.
Mm.
But the one part was I had a little bit of a, I don't know how to describe it, but it was a little bit of a situation with some friends last month. Threw me in a bit of a loop. Mm-hmm. So I took some time to, I guess, stop or avoiding those couple friends and to reflect on the situation.
It's not Jess, is it?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm sorry, fingers.
Damn it, Joe.
But that happened. I mean, it's hard to, I don't really want to talk about it because it's a bit of a private matter. Yeah, it's a private matter. Right. Sensitive, I think that's subject. What it is. But I need some time to reflect on that. So I've been some reflecting. Felt that maturity even just from that situation. It gave me some perspective, and I'm ready to discuss it with them soon.
Nice.
So that'll be happening soon.
Did you reflect on that further after the conversation that we recently had?
Yes. It's been like I didn't really describe it well. It was a very stressful situation on me, like something I was thinking about like every day for a while. I think it's good now. I just need to communicate with them. But other than that, personal life's good. I watched
Texas. What was the second aspect, though?
It was just
Oh, just that. Just, yeah. It's so stressful. It's twice in your
head. No. That was the first part. And then otherwise, like, everything's good. Like, I got like a whole bunch of different shows to watch, and I was watching the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nice.
How was that?
Is that the one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Have you seen the original?
Yeah.
Okay. Compare it to the original.
Well, it depends on your view of scary movies.
Okay. I love them.
Like, do you like to watch them because they have like good plot and they creep you out? Or do you like to watch them because they're entertaining and there's like people die one by one and that type of shit?
So it's both. You know, you have ones like Insidious when it first came out, right. Get Out, all these like really good horror movies. I love those, but I also like the shitty ones.
Yeah. This is like more of a shitty terrible. One.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But the
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But the kills are like pretty intense.
Good kills?
Yeah.
So question, would you
kill a man?
No. Would you more like, I feel like that's more of a gory movie, yeah. Would you not?
Mm. Yeah.
Would you still call it a scary movie?
Yeah.
It would still be classified as a horror.
Yeah, it's
movie.
Horror.
Doesn't it?
No, scary? I know. But would you say it's a scary movie is what I'm asking?
No. To people our age, no.
Fair enough. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Well,
I used to really struggle with scary movies, man. Plug my ears, squint my eyes, like would not.
When we were in high school and we'd go to watch scary movies, Evan would come with us. Well, like, props to Evan for coming with us at least. But he'd read the plot on Wikipedia beforehand, just so he knew when like shit would start to go down.
Scary movies. Yeah, hate them.
Man,
that's but you feel safer
move.
When you do
if you, like,
that.
Hate yeah. scary movies and you need to watch one because you're going with the boys, yeah. just mm-hmm. look up the plot so you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Suppose, yeah. You know what to expect. You know it's all okay in the end. It's just a movie.
Here's something funny. So I used to actually be really scared of scary movies. Same mm-hmm. thing like you. The worst one was the original It.
I remember you hated it.
Buddy, I watched that when I was in grade 3
mm-hmm.
with my friend Sam Benson.
Sure.
Sam.
That's a fake name.
No. I was like, is that his brother's name? No, his brother's name's Thomas. So Sam Benson. He's like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's not even that bad. He puts it on. The worst part of it was I didn't get to see the end, so I didn't know if he ever got defeated. So I was just scared for the next 3 years. Like, I was just terrified of clowns. Couldn't do it. It was terrible. Anyways, but I found something that really helped was when we were going in like further into high school and to when we were getting older, I actually started smoking weed and then go into a scary movie.
Mm.
No way.
Buddy.
It made it better.
Buddy, I'd sit there. The scary part would come up. Be like,
oh, shit.
That was pretty good. Like, oh, no shit. Lie. I was just permed. So I'm just, so I'm just chilling in there, right? Because you're all like, oh, shit, right? So I'm just having a good time, right? So now, when I was on my way back from one of my recent trips, I went to go watch one of the newest, I think it was the...
Candyman.
No, it was one of the newest, what's it called?
Paranormal.
Michael Myers.
No,
Halloween.
Come on, don't do this to me.
Doesn't matter, just a scary one.
Anyways,
no, I want to know what
it is. I watched it on the plane.
Describe it. Describe the movie.
I can't remember the name of it.
Teeth.
When was it?
What did they do? The Annabelle. What was the?
Conjuring.
Conjuring. Thank you. It's the newest Conjuring, but I really liked the first one.
Right.
I thought that was the best one.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Second and third were garbage.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But so I just sat there and I was just like this, just laughing on the plane. So they don't really scare me anymore. I can watch, I think, any scary movie.
That's nice. Yeah. It cracked you.
Oh, yeah.
Another case where marijuana saves the day. I'll tell you right now.
First time I watched a scary movie while I was high, it was like, I was like in the movie. It felt like I wasn't as chill as you were. I was watching Oculus.
That's a weird one.
With the mirrors? And there was like trippy shit.
Remember the apple?
Yeah, she bites into the light bulb and it turns out to be the apple.
Yeah. No, spoiler. She bit into an apple. It turned out to be a light bulb.
Listen, man.
Oh, no? No, it was the other way around.
No.
Guaranteed.
So she intentionally bites into a light bulb?
Okay, so sorry. So this is what happens. She grabs the apple, bites into it, turns into a light bulb, and she starts pulling glass out of her mouth, and then it changes back into an apple.
Okay. So you're both kind of right and wrong.
Hey, I hate to break it to you. That was a wee, bro. You were tripping,
man. That was always an apple.
I'm telling you, that's literally probably the only... if I'm ever worried about it... I'm good.
So, Cavs, you got your movies. You got your friend sitch evolving. Yeah. You're now comfortable with how much you've reflected on it. You're ready to communicate how that experience has been for you mm-hmm. to said friends.
Yes.
And move on from there.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Correct.
So, correct. So what's your personal life at? Zero?
What is that? It's a nine. Yeah, nine.
It's a nine.
Nice. That's good. Turn the six upside down. It's a nine now. There we go. Nine. Nice. Cool. So nine. So we had 10, 7, 9. Personal life for myself. I'd put my personal life up at a 10 as well. I know I feel corny doing it.
Heck yeah.
Let me take a point off. I've been feeling that I haven't been spending as much time as I might like with friends, but I've been doing as much as I can with being on games and stuff. I've just been busy especially over the last month and a bit with just getting stuff around this all planned and rolling for the third season here and filming a fair bit, you know. And we've got, like, for example, this week Kabir and I were filming this with you guys, but we've got a special one that we're going to be filming on Wednesday, so a back-to-back film. So I just feel a bit busy. I don't feel like I have as much time, for example. Oh, gross. Anyways. That was like straight off my finger. I've been picking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an insect or something.
No.
Me and Joe were just like this.
We tracked it. Like,
anyways.
I mean, it's your house, so do whatever you want.
That's
going to
be a great shot.
I hope it was in focus too when in the camera. Like,
oh, man. I might cut it out. We'll see. Probably will. I was going to say, though, I haven't had as much time as I might have liked to have for myself. Yeah. You know, having extra time for myself, I haven't really felt that necessarily. I've been keeping busy per se, but otherwise things in my personal life are great. Good. You know, I won't get too much more into it because I don't have a lot to complain about.
Yeah, fair enough, man.
Right?
And this is a podcast about complaining.
This is a podcast about complaining, but no, this is a good space, you know.
I'm kidding.
I have just good vibes, man. Good vibes, good stuff going on in my life. So I'm feeling really happy. But I think that I wish I had a bit more extra time to myself. That it's weird actually coming off of that 6 weeks of not being at work. It's a big adjustment to be back at work full time.
Big time.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you traveled recently. I'm sure after that time coming back traveling, it's like, oh shit. Like I'm back into my day to day. I forgot what a routine was like.
And I came back and it snowed.
Oh, give me a break.
Exactly,
man.
Bro. I was like, what is this? I just spent all my time in like 15 degree weather. It was all sunny, shining. It was like,
15 degree,
bro. Better than your fucking.
Yeah, it was better than here.
Yeah, it's
still cold here, man.
Awesome. Telling me you don't want to go.
15 degrees, would you go like an hour south or something like that?
No, I went to Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
15 in Portugal?
Yeah, it was
in the winter.
Celsius?
Yeah, winter. It was.
What, like, Fahrenheit?
Wouldn't that be like freezing? Jeez. I'd be. Can't wait to get back to Vancouver. No, yeah, 15 degrees Celsius. And this I was in Lisbon for pretty much the whole trip.
Mm.
I've wanted to go there so badly for so long.
Mm.
Portugal.
I'm telling you right now, just do it.
Just go.
Just do it.
I really want to go. I met a lot of people that said Portugal is one of their favorite places ever.
I've met a few Lisbons myself.
Huh.
Nice people.
My mans.
Anyways, I'd say 9 out of 10 just because I wish I had a bit more time to myself these days. I was used to this 6 weeks of freedom in a way. You know, I had a lot more time to just socialize, and that was great. I'm hoping as things open up, because we've now got our plan, restrictions are lifting. We might even be done with masks next month. I doubt it, but we'll see.
Do you mean work or just in general?
In general. I think as things open up, it's going to be great.
I'm sick of them.
I think I'm going to go reverse mask it, balaclava everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Just eye holes and mouth holes. Fuck. I think we should start that. I think that's the next mask strategy.
I was anti-freedom rally.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been thinking about something recently. So we've 2 years in the pandy.
Yeah.
That's not. Don't
refer to that's not a thing.
Pandy.
The pandy.
2 years in the pandy.
2 years in the pandy. Man. Assuming we're like making our way out here. Okay, and we're going back to normal. Do you think that people are going to be like kind of socially awkward because we've been without a doubt in the department? Or are people going to be so eager to connect and socialize that it's going to be the opposite? And we're going to be like a hyper social culture?
I think it's going to be dependent on your age.
Okay.
Mm.
Anyone, I feel like anyone like us and I feel like we might be, in my opinion, we might be like the border.
Okay.
Where anyone, yeah, anyone our age and younger is going to be eager to,
right,
get things going. Older people are going to be like hesitant.
That's funny, mm-hmm, you say that. I thought it was going to be the other way around. In the sense, I thought people younger than us might be the socially awkward ones. But maybe the people younger than us have been going out regardless of restrictions, and then they're not going to be socially awkward.
Well, they have, like, younger is like high school and stuff. They're still doing their thing.
Yeah, they're
still at school and
unaffected relatively.
Yeah,
I feel like I myself am definitely.
I thought I was going to be socially awkward.
I'm definitely socially awkward.
I'm what it means to go out.
No, me either, dude. I can't talk to people anymore. I don't know what it is.
But anyways. This brings us to our last little bit, because now we've got all of our scores. Let me try and do it again. That was 9-7-9-9 again.
Yeah.
No, 10. You're 10. You're 10, sorry. 10-7-9-9.
You know what? I'm gonna knock a point off.
No. Just because you saw me do it, yeah, now you want to knock a point off?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, there we go. That's 10. 10. Yeah, once you say it, that's your final answer. You're kind of locked in.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I feel
Lock
great.
Her in.
Okay. That brings us, though, to our last little bit here, which is on mental health. I mean, this podcast started out of a necessity for some mental health benefit for young men, old men, and now it's blossomed into mental health stuff for everybody. But anyways, Joe, how's your mental health? If you had to rate your mental health today, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at today? And
today,
why?
Today's great, man.
It was that sunny day.
Sunny day. I did so much today. I woke up.
That's it.
No, I woke up.
How did I get here?
What did I do today? No, I woke up, made some coffee, and that's like ritualistic for me. Love it. Love a morning coffee. So good. Mm-hmm. And then went to the pool. Did some sauna, cold plunge, pooling, that kind of thing. And that's where honestly the pool is where I think that I take care of my mental health. Because that's where I meditate. It's where I focus and concentrate. No technology, no crap. And exercise too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, that is like religion for me. I go to the pool, like that is what I do.
It's like if you had a doctor who was helping you with your mental health and say you can do all these things to benefit your mental health, that would be all those things exactly checked off there.
Yeah.
Social connection, exercise,
meditation,
silence, hop in the sauna.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why my mental health has been, in my opinion, very high recently or very good is that it's the meditation. I've been doing it on and off for years, but there's times where I'd commit to it for a couple months at a time here and there, but I've been treating it like a job recently, where it's like, it's something that like I do it and it's just no questions asked.
Right.
And yeah, it's been really, really good. I mean, there's like probably thousands of types of meditation and I couldn't name a single one of them other than mindfulness meditation, which is just thinking about it's what it is. It's you're practicing the ability to pull yourself into the present moment. Mm-hmm. And it sounds very like woo-woo and voodoo-y magic stuff, but it's like, it's actually the one meditation that has a whole bunch of like scientific research done on it.
Interesting.
And it has like, it's crazy results. But yeah, just doing that every day has been huge because yeah, we live in a society where we're constantly bombarded with stimuli and stress and anxiety and all these kind of things. But most of these things are unwarranted. You don't need, you know, like a lot of times when you are anxious or stressed, it's not the actual situation. It's a concern over like a potential future situation. I don't know, like our brains are pretty wild when it comes to these kind of things. If you are able to pull yourself out of that like imagination, that imaginary situation that doesn't exist yet, into where you are right here, right now, like you're gonna be fine. Like you're okay. As long as you're not on fire,
yeah, drowning, yeah, yeah,
like you're okay. And you're capable of dealing with any situation. It's just that we tend to worry about the future or we dwell on the past, but we're not here. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the point of what I'm doing, is to always like practice that ability to bring myself back to where I am in the moment. And like that has helped in dealing with pretty much everything that's come my way in the past few months.
That's awesome.
So mental health is good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you give it out of 10?
I give it a 9.
Sick.
The reason why it's not a 10 is because
he wanted to deduct a point that last one.
Yeah, yeah. That's so that's
did,
why
so did,
I can't give another 10.
It's because my hand smells like skunk.
We'll
tell this then.
Did you pull off a skunk?
Jesse. Basically,
he pulled off a skunk.
Jesse's dog, Bobby, whom I love dearly, She got skunked the other day.
Mm.
Bad, bad. What happened? Like you, she was like sniffing at the door and you let her out because it's what she does. And there was a skunk in the front yard.
Oh, skunk was on the trespassing.
No, trespassing, she was not.
Trespassing, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She just
no way.
Bolted out of the door right at this thing. And then I just hear Jesse yell, uh-oh. And I asked what happened. And like, she got skunked. This is the second time. She probably what just over a year ago, she got skunked.
Maybe just has a thing against skunks.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're, I don't know what it is, but probably because they smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like but yeah, so my hand like smells like skunk. I have some clothes that smell like skunk.
Oh,
like,
bummer.
Do you know what? It's a strong, when it's right up in, like, we've all smelled skunk before.
Yes, yeah, right? But it's like at a distance.
At a distance. Mm-hmm. When it's in your face, it doesn't smell like skunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's some other odor. So it's like some chemical odor that's weird. Extremely strong.
I once saw a skunk get run over. And then that's when the stink went off.
Oh my God.
So it was like trying to cross. It was so sad. But it was like trying to cross the road. It was like, boom, gets hit. And then all of a sudden, you're like waiting for like maybe 5 seconds. Then like the smell comes over. I was in my car.
Oh,
and I could smell it just come right through. And then another car hit it.
Oh,
no.
Splooged some more. Yeah.
Must have. Poor thing. Poor thing.
Oh,
9 out of 10 mental health, Joe. That is great to hear. Jesse Dawson, how is your mental health today?
Uh-oh.
This guy.
Preface everything.
What kind of health? Today?
Yes.
Oh, it's just today?
It's today, but you could talk about recently
as
well.
As of today. As of. So from the last time as of today?
Let us take in this last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Nope. Present.
All right.
So now, be present. Said, do some mindfulness meditation, for
so,
God's sake.
I listen.
That's berated.
I can't say I do the same thing as Joe, but I would say I do it in a different way. As mm-hmm. I said, I do my walk,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And when I'm on my walk, I do some very sometimes harmful, but in most times constructive and good deep thinking. Mm. Because it's just me, myself, and I, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes I get really in my head, and it kind of pisses me off, especially when I'm watching and listening to my audiobooks, because I didn't listen to shit that just happened. It's just me, right? So, today, with everything that's going on and the things today,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually really proud of myself. So I'm going to give it 9.
Whoa.
Hell.
Let's go.
No, I got 8.5. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
8.5.
So reluctant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
8.5 out of 10 though. But what?
I was doing a course over the last 2 days and I crushed it.
Sick.
Nice.
Fucking crushed it. I 2 written exams.
To win.
One got, I got, 100. The other one I got, 98. And then, 2 practical exams. One I got 100. The other one I got 96.
Nice.
No cheating?
No cheating.
Hell yeah.
No cheating. So, because of that, again, we went to school together. I was never one that.
School just wasn't your thing, man.
It wasn't my thing, right? It still isn't. But when I do things like these courses
that you care about,
and it's always something like that. So it's when I do these courses, and this is stuff that, you know, I'm spending my own money, I'm spending my own time, and I'm doing these things, getting licenses, getting different like registrations, all that kind of stuff, right? So when I do that, I just feel a little bit better about myself. It reassures me that I'm not all melted away up here.
Because you're not, yeah.
No, I'm not. And it's just, so for me to get that kind of scoring, it's nice, because I was never that kind of guy in high school or elementary school. So to now be feeling like I'm at that point.
Aces, baby.
Fuck. Yes! I told you, Mom! I told you!
It's good validation, right? Yeah, it's exactly. Really good validation, for sure.
So today, 8.5 for sure. We had crushed it today.
Nice.
And I packed up all my stuff, so it's... I did good today.
Cool. Proud of you, Jess.
Thanks, man.
Since we are focusing on today, right, we'll take the 8.5 out of 10. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. Kabir, how's your mental health?
Funny that Joe was, what you were talking about, like with just kind of, is grounding the right word to say?
Sure. I feel like, you know, meditation is a very general, broad term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even just you mentioning that has, I feel like, because before I was going to say, I don't know, maybe like a 6 or 7.
Mm.
Except I feel like I've been doing a lot of, I've had a lot of brain fog recently, like caught up in like my like daydreaming or thinking about certain situations and stuff. But even just you saying that, I was just like in that whatever, a couple minutes time since you were talking about the mindfulness, mm-hmm. like meditation and stuff, I was able to just ground myself here a little bit. Nice. So like kind of just realizing that there's so much, yeah, like you were saying, there's so much going on, but once you're able to be in the present and realize that everything else is like not really a big deal in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Maybe give myself an 8.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice, nice little reminder.
Awesome. Yeah.
To bring yourself down low. Yeah. To
the flow. All that it takes sometimes.
Yeah. You
know?
For sure.
Just a little legit reminder. Flow. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes just in your head.
Sometimes you are just in your head.
A lot of the
believe
time.
Believe me.
Yeah. 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 We all do it. Like mm-hmm. it's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what are you doing to manage that? That's the real question. If you're not doing anything, then you're just going to get caught up in your mind for days, weeks, months on end.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently in my head.
I like that. Hey, you and me both, man.
Yeah.
Big time overthinker. But I it's nice when you get those reminders to kind of send to yourself. 100%. You know? So sweet. Nice to hear, Caps. 8 out of 10. I would put myself quite high for today as well. I would say a part of me wants to be like, oh, let's get a lower score in there. Fuck that. I'm feeling good today. Tell you it's feeling good. Having I would give myself time. A fucking 10 on my mental health today. For my mental health today. And the reason why is I did some things deliberately for mental health today. I went for a walk. Mm. It was a beautiful day.
So nice.
I went and I got some food. Walked across to the mall. What'd here. You got some food. I had Subway. Man, I had nice.
Eat fresh, bro.
Yeah. I was eating fresh. And I had... it's been over a year, I would say, since I had Subway last.
Oh, really?
I had
your tastier?
Yeah.
Oh, the BMT.
Last time we did this conversation, we talked about Subway.
But I had a foot-long meatball sub. Gosh, loved
never
it.
Tried the meatball.
Can't believe it's that. So good, dude. No.
Last time I went to Subway, I had a foot-long.
It's good.
And then I had a sandwich.
Ah! Oh, I love my sandwich art. So I started with that, and then I went for just a walk around Minoru. Did a little like walk through the park. I actually good stopped, and there were people playing soccer. I haven't watched or seen soccer live in forever, but there were two games going on.
I mean, like a couple of guys kicking around.
No. Like it was like
team. Wow, what team is this?
Oh, that's just live, man.
They did technically just bring back sports, like
organized sports. Yeah. And so there were two teams going, and it was just like I stopped and I watched for a sec. You know, nice. I was listening to the chatter of the players.
Stop. He's like, "What the hell is going on?" Bonnie.
I kept walking around, and then I just did the walk home from there. Stopped. There was a bunny. The bunny came right up, had some food in a bag, came right up, thought it was going to give it food. No shot. Kept walking.
That was my fucking food.
Got home. And then I went to the gym, and I've lost weight, and I was talking about I had not been feeling great for the last little bit, and I finally lost weight again. So I'm back on track. I've stopped snacking so much at night. I'm feeling better. I felt lighter today. Does that ever happen to you guys? You know,
yeah,
you're just like, sure, you feel literally lighter.
Yeah.
Like with your physical
body. Do you feel more
body.
Agile when you feel like
that? I feel like a bit more spring. I got more spring in my step, you know?
Prancing around the house.
Mm-hmm.
A little more pep in your step.
No more pep in my step.
Yes, sir.
So I went to the gym, and then I came here, and I knew I was having this, and it was, and I love doing these check-in episodes because it doesn't take planning. It's just sitting down and checking in.
Yeah.
And so today was a great day. I would put myself at a 10.
Good.
Now, last reminder here for all of us talking about mental health is that the mental health stuff changes so quickly, right? That we've talked about that on every check-in episode so far. You can have a day where you're a 10 and the next day could suddenly be a fucking 1 or a 2. You never know. But the point is that they always come back up and down. You know, you're always going to get the other end of the spectrum. Eventually you will all hit a 10. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Jess.
I'd like to add one last thing. This please. Goes for everybody out there.
The audience.
I just found out that right now, because, and this is goes back to the walks and stuff like that, so you know, if you guys are ever having issues, I'd strongly recommend it, right? But you can actually get prescribed a Canada Park pass
as no shit from a doc
of, yeah, from a doctor.
Whoa.
For a form of a stress reliever or like a form of anti-anxiety.
That makes sense to me.
That's awesome.
I think that's amazing. I think that whoever thought of that was that's a brilliant idea. It just gives somebody a chance mm-hmm. to not to do something maybe that they're not doing, mm-hmm. right? Or just not something that they haven't thought of that isn't medication. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Not treating the issue, like the treating the symptoms, but coming down to the issues.
That's
you know what
awesome.
I mean? So I think that's really cool. So if, yeah, so think about that, because I think when mm-hmm. we talked about what, so you said something to him earlier about the doctor prescribed stuff. So as soon as I thought about that.
Those checklists,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was really cool. I saw that the other day on something online.
I love that's that cool. you mentioned that, man.
I yeah. want that.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to the doctor. Listen, man, I'm stressed the fuck out. Give me the pass. Give me the pass.
When I was taking my time away from work, I went to go see a doctor because I was getting assessed for anxiety, right? And one of the things that they had said was, like, they talked about medication, but I said, I don't want to take medication at this point. And so they talked about going for walks. He said, one thing you can do is, like, deliberately when you're on a walk, say hello to people, like, greet people, make it a point to, like, as you pass by people, say hello, say have a good day, shit yeah. like that. And it's like, I wasn't like, whatever, but that's cool. That's cool that they're starting to do something like that. That's a really great idea.
You know, what's kind of sad is, like, Vancouver's one of the only places that people don't do that normally.
Mm. Mm.
And it's like, I think it's so weird.
It's classic Vancouver, man. Yeah. Classic Vancouver.
But like out of anywhere in Canada right now.
Yeah.
Like seriously, if you think about it, where else would you like to take a walk? You want to go walk down a Winnipeg street? Fuck no, man.
We got some beautiful walks here.
I just looked at the weather in Calgary right now. It's -17, bro. God
damn. Like,
no chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a great day.
Exactly. Right?
Go fuck myself.
Yeah. So I think for Vancouver, like we live in the probably the best city in Canada, at least at this point in time, and usually throughout the year, unless it's, you know, absolute torrential downpour, which it has happened. But to go for walks, be able to enjoy nature and disconnect from all the stupid shit that's really got
the
you
day to day.
Yeah, we got you lined up.
Get you in the moment. You know,
100%.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, thank you, boys, for coming in for this week's check-in episode, the first of season 3. By the way, there will be multiple more throughout the season. I really enjoyed the talk.
Me
nice
too.
Nice getting to hear and catch up from all of you about what's going on. You catching those gnats flying around,
buddy? That just sucked one up, I think, bro.
Thank God, at least it's going in you and not in these plants, right?
Yeah.
Anyways,
goddamn gnats,
everybody. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the check-in. We've gotten good feedback on check-in ones before, so hopefully y'all are continuing to like them and we'll continue to do them. But for now, we'll see y'all next week. Kabir and I are going to be running a duo for the next week's episode.
A one-on-one?
A little one-on-one, but with a twist, and you'll see next week. Oh. So
M. Night Shyamalan.
A little M. Night Shyamalan episode. Shyamalan. We'll see
Shambhala.
You. Jesus Christ. We'll see you next week. Peace.